news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow. The Trump administration's ongoing battle with Harvard continues to escalate. A letter seen by Bloomberg News indicates the president is moving to cancel all remaining federal contracts with the university worth an estimated $100 million. It comes after President Trump floated the idea of diverting Harvard's billions in grant money to trade schools in a social media post. Begin more with Bloomberg's Laura Davison.
This is the latest in what has become a multifaceted war. It's about Harvard's tax-exempt status, their research funding, whether they can enroll foreign students. This seems to be the latest way that the administration is trying to put pressure in what has become a very public fight with Harvard.
And as Bloomberg's Laura Davison, the Trump administration has already frozen about $3.2 billion in other grants and contracts. The European Union has agreed to accelerate negotiations with the U.S. to avoid a transatlantic trade war. The moves follow a phone call between Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and President Trump. After that call, the president agreed to extend the deadline to hit the EU with 50% tariffs by more than a month to July 9th. We get more with Bloomberg's Oliver Crook.
So now the 50% tariff is the threat to the European Union. And we should say that when we saw that Liberation Day board that Trump took out at the Rose Garden, no country on there hit that 50% mark. Even China didn't go up to 50%. So now the threat for the EU is in some sense one of the biggest on the table. And it's very difficult to see how progress is going to be made. This is seen, I think in the large part as a tactic by the Trump administration to light the fire under the EU.
Bloomberg's Oliver Crook says the EU and U.S. have been beset with problems in their talks, including disagreements over what the U.S. wants and the EU's targeting of U.S. companies with lawsuits and regulations. President Trump is airing more frustration with Vladimir Putin as Ukraine says Russia has launched its largest drone attack yet in their three-year war.
I don't like what Putin is doing, not even a little bit. He's killing people. And something happened to this guy, and I don't like it.
The president spoke to reporters before the latest drone barrage. Later, he posted on social media that the Russian leader has gone absolutely crazy. The Kremlin is dismissing the president's comments as an emotional reaction at the start of peace negotiations. Turning now to the markets, bonds rallying worldwide after Japan indicated it's looking to stabilize its debt market after weeks of rising yields. Japan's move suggests it's trying to stabilize a market where relentless selling had pushed bond yields to record highs. Meanwhile, earnings will continue this week with a big one coming tomorrow, and we get a preview with Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
The most closely watched report this week will be chipmaker NVIDIA, and it comes as retailers like Costco, Macy's, and Best Buy will be discussing the impact of tariffs on their businesses. Kate Moore is Chief Investment Officer at Citi Wealth.
We've seen a large number of cuts from analysts, but the magnitude of those cuts is not very big. It's like death by a thousand paper cuts. They want to signal that they know that there are headwinds, but they're not doing anything substantial because the uncertainty factor is so high.
Other tech names this week includes Salesforce and HP Inc. We'll also hear from Dick's Sporting Goods and Foot Locker, which Dick's has offered to acquire. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Radio.
Charlie, thank you. HSBC has cut over two dozen analysts in recent days as part of a restructuring of its investment banking businesses, and the cuts include some well-known names. We get more with Bloomberg's John Tucker.
Sources say those affected by the move include Stephen Major, HSBC's Dubai-based global head of fixed income research. He was on Bloomberg recently with his call on Treasury yields.
Look, I think 10-year Treasuries should sit in a 3 to 4% range. They're currently above 4.
Historically, HSBC has been one of the most comprehensive research outfits on Wall Street. But with the moves, HSB is joining rivals in shrinking the ranks of their research arms. Most of the cuts were in Europe. As part of the changes, the London-based bank is combining macro strategy across asset classes, including foreign exchange and fixed income. In New York, I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, John, thank you. It's believed a 53-year-old British man who plowed a minivan into a crowd of Liverpool soccer fans yesterday was acting alone. More than 45 people were injured. Police say the crash is not being investigated as an act of terrorism. Turning to the economy, the head of the Minneapolis Fed says rates should stay on hold until more clarity emerges from the trade war. Neil Kashkari spoke with Bloomberg in Tokyo.
Is it going to be clear enough by September? I'm just not sure right now. ultimately, we'll have to see what the data says, but we'll also have to see how the negotiations are going.
Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari is not a voting member of the policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee this year. And stick with Bloomberg for full coverage of the Federal Reserve. Today, we're going to speak with Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin. That's at 9:30 Wall Street time on Bloomberg Radio, Bloomberg Television, and the Bloomberg Podcast page on YouTube. Treasuries and the dollar advancing after Japan signaled changes to its debt sale plans. And right now, S&P futures are up 1.4%. Dow futures up 1.25%. NASDAQ futures up 1.5%. 10-year Treasury yield at 4.46%. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow, and this is Bloomberg.